Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. I want to continue what we were talking about last time, where we asked the question, are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? As we found out, the cost of being a disciple is very high. You know, we talked about Luke chapter 14, verse 33, where it says, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. In other words, Jesus must be King and Lord of our lives. Nothing can take precedence over him and his will for us. This kind of high cost of discipleship demanded by Jesus caused many people to turn away from following him. But Jesus wasn't trying to attract large crowds. He wanted disciples. Are you up to the task? Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? Continuing that theme, there's another thing to consider to be in a disciple of Jesus Christ. Someone who continues in Jesus' word. John chapter 8, 31 says this, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Are you continuing in the word of God? God's word is the input that makes you like Jesus and guides you in the way you should go. To be Jesus' disciple, you must continue in God's word and live in it. Another indicator to let you know if you are a disciple of Jesus Christ is someone who loves the brethren. You know, John 13:35 says this, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Walking in love is not natural for an unsaved person. When you are born again, you receive a new nature. The love of God is in your heart. Romans 5:5. To exercise that divine nature and walk in it fully requires continual commitment and effort. Do you have love for the brethren? The next thing to check to see if you're a disciple of Jesus Christ is, are you bearing fruit? Someone who bears much fruit. John 15 verse 8 says this, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Notice the word much, also found in verse 5. Jesus is not talking about an occasional good deed or occasional witness, but a lifestyle which prompts people to glorify God all the time. What fruit are you bearing? You know, the fruits of the Spirit listed in Galatians chapter 5. Are you bearing the fruits of the Spirit? Are you winning people to Jesus Christ, or are you running them away by your lifestyle? Remember, you may be the only book that someone reads about Jesus. What will your message be? Are you a true disciple of Jesus Christ? As we talked about last time, a disciple literally means a learner, someone who becomes like the teacher. Now, the disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. The end result of being a disciple should be a reproduction of the teacher. Do you represent Jesus Christ? I want you to take a moment to think about your Christian walk. Are you bearing fruit for Jesus Christ? Are you looking for opportunities to witness for him? I want you to think about that in these coming weeks, and I hope you can come to the conclusion that you want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Now, go in peace, and may God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.